Podcast.
Hey, enjoy the riot.
That's all we got for our song.
That's all I got.
That's it.
Just a reminder to you about the podcast that, of course, the podcast is free, but the riot is part of Radio U. And if you want Radio U to continue, because it feeds the riot, which feeds this podcast, you got to feed Radio U from time to time.
Chicken or the egg first, but one of them needs help.
Check out radiou.com/donate, and there are details there about how you can help commercial-free Radio U continue to do what it does so we can continue to do what we do.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
We are celebrating today as well while you're at radiou.com. You can click over to radiou.tv in that we're celebrating its birthday today.
As a matter of fact,
so you'll hear some details concerning our celebration of that in this podcast.
I will tell you that we both were so excited about the cake, and then we had so much energy from the morning workouts that
I am eating a piece of cake. I have decided that.
Yes.
I want a piece of cake once we're done with this.
As soon as this podcast intro is done, we are caking.
Yes.
Like, it is a verb.
From the dumpster, but again, you'll get that.
Yeah, I mean, we got to get it from the dumpster, but you'll see. Let's see. We actually spent a lot of time talking about morning workouts and sleeping. Who's wasting the ketchup, which again, you ever get mad about something and then it flows over into something else? It might be that. The Grammys, the Super Bowl, the most least affirming society. I think that, okay, and Canadian Barbie theft.
Perfect.
So, I mean, there's plenty in here for
you. We cover a lot of categories.
Yeah, and hey, could you do us a favor? It seems like there are various members of our staff that think a lot of you start the podcast, but nobody finishes it. So if you guys could just let us know if you finish the podcast, that'd be great.
Is it too long for you, or is it not long enough?
This was the statement. Like, well, we have no way of knowing if we actually finished the podcast. So it's just like, you know what? Do you have anything else nice to say? Or
Never.
Was that the nicest that you had?
Which is why we want to eat the cake. So let's go do that. So email us, riot@radiou.com. Or you can join us at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page. We've got a Trailer Tuesday offering there. That's included too. So grab the details, Radio U Riot on Facebook or riot.radiou.com.
It is the riot.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the riot.
Nikki, day two.
I got up early.
Yeah, right
here. I did. I am not as enthusiastic as yesterday.
Well, certainly not.
And I am very tired.
Really?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I had a really long day yesterday, so
now,
I got
Nikki, yesterday wasn't any longer than any other day before.
Meaning, like,
every day is 24 hours.
That's true, but it feels longer. Yesterday, I got up at, like, around 4 o'clock for the first time.
Yeah, come on.
Decided to work out, get some stuff done before I come to work.
Yeah.
Everybody always says that is, like, the it time you should be getting up, and we get up a little bit after that anyway, so I got up early, and this morning I got up early as well, though 15 minutes later, not as on top of it.
Well, you're tweaking it.
Tweaking it, finding that right spot.
Where should you be?
And I might have stumbled around a lot more yesterday or this morning than I did yesterday.
Okay.
But, you know, we're in it. We're in the game. We're ready, and we're going to have a great day. I spilled my smoothie on myself in the car. That was also a really good start to the day. I've not done that before. So,
well, you know why? You're not used to your newfound strength.
I was so on top of it.
Like,
you know,
you're
I was
so
like,
strong.
Hey,
you.
I didn't need that smoothie anyways. So, yes.
Yeah.
Very excited. So I'll clean that up later, but I cleaned up my pant leg, so that's good.
Well, the exciting thing is that you're going to smell it all day.
Well, you know, here's a bonus, right?
Okay, all right.
Like, the glass was half full. Let's look at it that way.
It was half full.
It was half full. I had run out of my normal almond milk, so I used water to make my smoothie.
Oh, then you're fine.
So I shouldn't smell it all except for a little hint of cocoa powder.
You want, like... This is all bonus.
It is, isn't it? It's
all bonus.
It was raining when I was driving, and I spilled said smoothie on me and down my center console.
Yes.
And I couldn't pull over or do anything because it was such dangerous driving conditions. So which is maybe why I shouldn't have been lifting up the giant cup to drink my smoothie, but that's another story.
You know what, let's not think about that
it's
right
fine.
Now.
Can
it's we stay fine. Can we stay positive?
Yes, the positive part, so.
Because, I mean, like, you're getting up, you're a go-getter
yep.
now, you do what those other people do, you're
that's
powerful.
Right. That's right.
Yesterday afternoon, how'd you do? Because, you know, you get up.
I was so grumpy. I was so tired.
Did you just take a little nap?
I didn't get nappy? Home until after 5. I had some stuff to do,
yeah,
and then it was almost bedtime. So.
You know what, Nikki, I'm just going to tell you, sometimes when you do this morning stuff, you got to prioritize you
a little bit. I do.
And that means...
this week is going to be learning the system, so
yeah.
I feel like I need to still work it out. But I went to bed at 9:50.
The earliest you've ever been to bed.
No,
since,
I was asleep.
Since before she was 3 years old, that's the earliest she's been to bed.
I was asleep at that time.
I know.
Not even like I was in bed.
I get
so.
It.
I was just couldn't stay up anymore.
You know, the other thing that you need to do, my suggestion to you mm-hmm. is you don't have to do it every day.
Sure.
I mean, they'll tell you on the blogs, 7 days a week I'm up at 4 a.m. because I feel so good.
We were only looking at 5 days a week. We're not looking at the weekends, but even that might be a generous 2 or 3 days a week.
2 or 3 days a week. So you still do it. But then on the other days, and this is where it gets a little sad when I tell you this, you know, you'll sleep till 4:45 and those will be your sleep in days.
That's sad too. Maybe I'll spill my drink on myself those days too.
Chris.
It's a good day.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
Do you have a Vizio TV? Hey, Vizio makes a nice TV. In fact, they made quite a splash a few years ago by showing up selling cheap TVs that were really nice. We can probably, in a lot of ways, thank Vizio for selling TVs cheap because they, or at least were partially responsible.
For that in the beginning?
For bringing prices down on TVs.
Vizio, is that Sony or?
No, they're their own company.
No, they're their own thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a Vizio. Do I? No, I don't, actually. I ended up with an LG, but... whatever. But Vizio makes nice TVs.
TV, tomato.
Whatever.
Potato, potato.
It's a thing. But Vizio's got a little problem. Starting on their TVs that they started selling, let's see, what years were the TVs sold? 2014. So between 14 and 15, Vizio, you know, they sell the smart TVs.
Yeah, so it's got apps and stuff on it.
It's got an app you don't really know about, and that app is watching what you watch.
Watching then, you watching?
Yeah.
Or just watching what you're watching?
That's the thing, is headlines everywhere make you think that Vizio was taking pictures of you.
Like
while
watching you.
But that's not what it actually is. Because again, headlines, Vizio watches you watch TV. No, it's not because there's a camera in your TV. It's not that.
It's tracking the shows that you're watching.
It's tracking the shows you watch. And even that might not be totally egregious, but here's the problem. They tracked that data, collected that data, and wait for it. Sold that data.
Oh, there it is. You're not supposed to do that.
And they sold that data
without
telling you. In some cases, apparently there may have been an opt-in feature.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the model of TV that you have.
But you might not have realized it was just with the agreement.
Right there.
Mm.
So the FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission, that I know you really don't care anything about.
But
they know you don't care.
They're important.
They are important, and they sued Vizio, and they won. So Vizio is going to have to, and wait for it, because this is a huge fine that is really, really going to put a massive dent in Vizio's business strategy going forward. You ready? Vizio had to pay $2.2 million.
For that fine?
That's right.
It's actually not a lot when it comes to fines.
Can you imagine how much money they made selling the data? They're just like, yeah, that's
yeah,
like,
we'll pay it, sure.
That's like when you go to the store and pay tax. You're like, well, yeah, you know what? I'm buying this thing and I figure in 7%. That way I can pay whatever.
They'll play you, though, and be like, well, that's, of course, why the Vizio needs to go up slightly in price.
A little more expensive.
Just
because
a little bit more.
How will we ever cover
afford.
The massive fines?
Yeah, they should not
just
have done that.
Unbelievable fines that we've been... you hoisted upon us unfairly by the government, really. It's their fault.
I'm sure they'll take them
President
back to court.
President Trump raised the price of your TV. It's him. It was under his administration. He bears the blame. He did this.
The Riot with Nikki.
Want to pet my dog? He lives at my house.
The Riot with Obadiah.
How come you're so fat?
The Riot on Radio U.
Yesterday afternoon, someone, I don't know who, dropped off a cake and said, don't eat it.
You're not supposed to eat until later, I think.
Later what?
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Right now, compared to then,
it's later.
It's later.
If you've ever checked out RadioU.tv,
yes,
that's where you can watch music videos at Radio U.
Yep.
It's Radio UTV's birthday today.
Yeah.
So we have a cake.
I know.
But I don't have a
guess who
a
works
time.
At Radio UTV.
You do.
Right here.
So you should be able to cut the cake.
So it seems to me that I should probably just eat it.
Just no one said when we're supposed to have it, like at lunch or afternoon or...
Well, someone dropped it off. Didn't they give some indication?
No instructions with it.
Like a cake just appeared?
Well,
like a guy from the grocery store came in. They're like, here you go.
She dropped
it off. Cake delivery.
She dropped it off yesterday because she didn't want to take it, you know, today.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, when we're supposed to gather together.
All right. Now, what you just said.
Yeah.
Does that mean that she's not coming in today? So if we did eat it, she wouldn't know?
Wouldn't know. If you want to eat some, all I would suggest is take a picture before you start eating it.
You have to take the picture and stuff, because if I take the picture, you'll be like, well, couldn't you have done it from this angle? Because Nikki's used to bossing Eric around when it comes to pictures. So
now, how did we go from cake to that?
Well, you said to take a picture.
Yeah. Just, you know what? You don't get cake. You don't get cake.
That's where you're wrong.
You're not getting it until later. So, with that attitude, you're getting cake later.
Oh, see? You know what? I didn't know it was Don't Tell the Truth Tuesday. I didn't know it was that. I wasn't aware.
That's a new day.
So, you know, so I guess what I'm saying is, should we wait until Eric comes in so that you can get the photo that you feel properly represents?
No, I think we should wait
Radio
till early
UTV's
afternoon.
Birthday?
No, I think you should wait till later.
Okay.
At least till lunch or something.
Okay, great. You know what? We wait till tomorrow.
Fine. Why don't we
we'll
do
wait
that?
Till Friday. I'll tell you what. I got
why
a better idea.
Just not
Let's just throw it away. Let's just walk the cake out to the dumpster and throw it away.
Fine,
and
what a
why
great
don't you
idea.
Take a picture of the cake in the dumpster if you like pictures so much? What do you think about that?
That's your best idea this whole week.
What do you think?
Great.
I love it here. Awesome.
Okay. It's
maybe Eric could bring his drone in and get an aerial shot of the cake in the dumpster.
You just need to wait till later. That's all you need to do is just wait till people get here.
What do you
okay?
think?
Fine.
Good one.
Great.
How much show is left? I hope it's a lot.
Oh my gosh.
I'm good.
Okay, so there's
great.
Cake in the break room.
But don't eat it.
But don't eat it quite yet until everybody's here today.
We got to take a picture together, everybody.
All right. We're just going to move right along to something else.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
You know, speaking of Radio U's break room, we have what I would call, I don't know if I want to say a serious problem, but how seriously do you take waste? You know, with climate change and just the rampant American consumerism running wild in this country, how seriously do we want to take it?
You talking about the trash in there?
No, it's not about the trash. It's about the ketchup that is just getting completely wasted almost every day.
Oh, we're not using it?
No. It's worse than that. Some of it is just going away. Now, we have a squeeze bottle of ketchup in there.
Yeah.
Heinz.
Yeah.
That's the only real ketchup there is.
We bought it in a picnic pack when we had a cookout.
We did. We're still eating on that. See, that's not wasteful.
We can't get rid of the relish one. I think we just threw that one out.
Nobody wants the relish. It did. It all came together. So, but someone keeps taking the ketchup.
Yeah.
And turning it up on its lid, which seems like a great idea because ketchup, you know, Heinz is the thick, rich one. So it takes it a long time.
So you put it on the lid.
To work its way down.
So then that way when you squeeze it out, it's at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
Well, here's the problem. I have, over the last few days, as I've been eating, using the ketchup, it doesn't just wait to be squeezed. When you open it, the ketchup's like, at like a million miles an hour.
It's so sick. Just throws it up.
It's everywhere. So it fills the lid. It gets all over your plate and all this stuff. And I'm
why
like,
why don't you flip it back over before you go
well,
in?
Every day I forget.
So if you are, then are you the one doing
it? No, because I keep making sure that I put it back in the fridge, like on the
bottom.
So we don't have this problem. And then every day I reach in and it's like, I'm so sick. And it just...
So who else is using the ketchup? You just have to figure that out.
I don't know, but I want you to know that waste is happening, and it hurts me. So I cleaned the lid off of the ketchup, which is something that no one here would ever do.
That's true.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, there's a mess here. Well, even if I made it, it's not mine. I didn't make that mess, and it's not my responsibility to clean it up, because that's how I roll.
Hey, your hurt feelings are showing.
What? What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
So let's get back on the thing.
The ketchup thing.
So we end up with all this wasted ketchup. So I have cleaned the ketchup. And I have also, just during that song, installed a camera in the break room so that I can observe every time somebody opens the door. And the first person I see that grabs that ketchup.
They're gone.
They're out of here.
Okay. Well, we're all... Make sure you post a sign, though, that a new camera's been installed.
Oh, I don't have to do that. They walk in the building. No. They don't have reasonable expectation of privacy in here. So it's the break room, for crying out loud. We've got to cut down on waste. And if somebody says something, I'm going to say, oh, you hate the earth? Is that what you think? You hate earth?
Good. Push them in a corner with that.
I'm going to.
Good.
I'm going to.
Riot food fights can be therapeutic.
Sometimes I eat instead of facing my problem.
The Riot on Radio U.
Man. Nikki and I have found somebody that lived our dream for an entire year. What Nikki and I, like, our dream is this. We want to work very little, almost not at all, and get paid an exorbitant amount of money.
A large amount of money, yes.
Like, that's what we want to do.
We're not the only one who has that dream.
I know. A lot of people want to make that happen. So we found a guy who managed to. So his name is Liang Zhang. He works for BART, which is the public transportation system in San Francisco. Is BART their bus or is it their train?
I always thought it was the bus.
I think, you know what? I can't tell by looking and it doesn't matter.
The B in BART.
Yeah. So, BART, he worked at this one particular station and he made, and I think this is pretty good, except that he lives in San Francisco, $57,000 a year. That's pretty good.
That's good, especially if you're looking from another city in. You're like,
yes.
Wow, that's a lot of money, but it's so expensive in San Francisco.
That's below the poverty line in San Francisco.
Sure he lives outside the city lines.
Yeah, I'm sure that he does. So he was making that, but when you figure in his overtime for 2015, Liang made $271,243. He worked every single day in 2015.
And you're like, well, what a hard worker. They would say that he would never say no to the hours if they asked him to fill in. He was always there working.
So for 18 days straight in July, he worked 17-hour days. And you're like, man, this guy is a machine. Well, he is a machine. He's a machine that knows of a closet that you can go into and hang out in and just take naps, relax, whatever.
It's almost like they did an expose on him, and they caught him spending time in the storage sort of cleaning closet area in the afternoon and evenings during his shifts where he would go for an hour, like 90 minutes or something, and he would basically just disappear but still be claiming those hours.
Right. So he did still do his job. So that's something. Like, every employee has a checklist.
He got everything done.
He checked it off the list.
We have a weekly one.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't say he didn't do that. He did it. But, oh my gosh, between 2012 and 2015, he made $705,000.
That's crazy.
This guy is rolling in dough. I wonder what he spent it on.
They never investigated his time cards, even though he earned so much money. So basically, people are just kind of outrageous that that would not be the salary that traditionally someone in that position should be getting, especially if he's disappearing for these amounts of times. Now, when you're told what he's cleaning up mostly at the Powell Street Station in San Francisco, you might actually think he deserves a salary like that.
They say that a lot of people use it as their potty.
Well, they have a bad homeless problem in San Francisco that's well known. And at that station, it's mostly cleaning up the number one and the number two and needles.
Yeah, that's also
that
where
well.
You, if you have any used needles, you take them down to that station and just throw them
so
on the ground.
So I say maybe that is a fair salary for that.
Seems reasonable, kind of. Ugh. You know what? Can we just... I don't want to do that. Like,
oh, you're gonna pass on this?
I want to make $270,000 a year. I really do.
Yeah,
but I don't think I want to be that janitor.
Not doing this.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pass. Then again, I got to tell you, $270,000 is a lot of money. I don't know. I might be able to clean for that. Even that.
What if we're a team and you make me go out on the floor and you're in there taking the break?
Someone's got to stay in the closet, Nikki. You go out.
Got to figure it out.
It's the Ryan.
You have the worst personality of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
On Radio U.
Nikki, I'm starting to get worried about you.
With what?
Well, you know, like you've been on this new better you kick for the last 2 days.
I'm tired, man. It's exhausting. It is exhausting to be a better person.
Here's what I love.
It's killing me.
Nikki came in yesterday after getting up at like 4 a.m. and working out yesterday, and you were pumped.
I was so awake and excited.
And like awake and alive. And you maintained that, I feel like, through the show.
Yes, but I think once like 12, 1 o'clock-ish hit, so once we were done with work for the show and we had a meeting, I feel like my energy level went down and it turned right to grumpy.
Well, you know, here's what I saw is I know when Nikki's not feeling really good, she has a particular way that she walks across the floor in the office. And it's this shuffle. It's a shuffle that you do that you only do when you're actually really tired. And I was like, oh, every day she's shuffling.
I'm very tired. I'm not even shuffling at this point. I just want to be dragged across the floor.
This morning you got up and you did your exercise thing.
Yes.
And you know, it's funny, you didn't come in.
As cheerful, right?
No.
I'm going to be downright angry tomorrow. Just like completely angry.
I mean,
maybe more than you've ever seen me before. I'm too tired to be too angry, though, I think.
Well, the thing I find really funny is that you are tired, but you're awake.
I am. I'm like a walking dead person.
It's interesting.
It's tired.
Like, you really are awake, even though it's true you're very tired. But I'm just getting worried about you.
No, it's
plus,
fine.
You got that appointment this afternoon that you got to go to.
I'm trying dermaplaning. It's where they scrape your face.
Well, Nikki, one thing's for sure. No one would ever look at your face and say it's plain.
Thanks.
I mean, let's get real. So you're going to fall asleep. Now, but that makes me nervous. All right. Okay. You go for this dermaplaning.
Yeah.
Which is them taking a scalpel across your face.
I was just scraping, though. It's not going to kill you.
Right. But you fall asleep on the table. You're like, ah!
I wake up. And then
Well, either that or you just wake up and they've just been scraping gently. And then when you jerk, it's like, oh,
then I cut my face.
We got a bleeder.
I think I'm okay.
You sure?
I'll be all right.
Do you want to? I think after the show, maybe you just go lay down.
Well, that's a great idea. Thank you.
Just for a little bit.
If not, I'll lay down right there. If you just don't mind.
Let me tell you, how many days, how many times, how many shows have I, while the music played, just laid on the floor?
He goes, lays down on the floor. I know.
Just laid on the floor.
We have a very welcoming floor. And a lot of times it's black carpet and we wear like black t-shirt or clothes.
Don't
so we
even
blend
know we're
in.
There.
You couldn't even tell we're there.
Don't even know we're there.
Oh, it's fine. Let's get it together, Nikki. Get it together.
I feel great about it.
I'm going to drink some more water. I bet I'm just not hydrated enough. That's why I'm so tired.
That's probably it. I have no doubt that's it.
I'll just drink some water and I'll bounce back here soon.
I feel like we're okay. Now, I'm not saying anything negative.
Of course
here,
you're not.
But
and
I'm
not going to.
I'm asking a question.
Yeah.
Just asking a question. Do you think that the 4 a.m. workouts are going to be like the I'm going to stand during the show? Do you think that's.
I stood for a few shows, okay?
I mean, you did. You tried, and we were really proud of you. We were really proud of you.
Well, I was thinking I wanted a standing desk, so I thought, well, I'll just stand during the show to try that out. And then you realize you're standing.
And at some point, you're like, it's
and you
enough.
Don't want to stand at your desk anymore. So,
yeah.
Probably similar to that. Boy,
okay.
Something's in my eye. Just keep rubbing my eyes.
It's your finger.
Finger. Why
That's
am
what's
I rubbing
in your
my
eye.
Eyes?
You know, you're just seepy.
Yes, yeah, very tired.
You're
Let's
just
turn
so
the lights
seepy
off.
Today.
Can we turn the lights off in the room, please? It's very bright in here.
It's the riot.
Yeah, it's pretty violent. Yeah, it's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Ho ho! Yeah.
Radio U.
Trailer Tuesday is also posted at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page. If you want to see what's being featured, it was a selection by Hudson today.
The Langoliers, which Nikki has been scrubbing through on YouTube off air.
I have been. I turned finally the audio off because I didn't think you want to hear anymore. But
no, I was enjoying the audio. It was a lot of screaming. It didn't make sense. That was kind of fun.
It's this old Stephen King thing. I've never seen it. And there's this character in the movie that every time I scrub through different parts, he's just constantly like running and just his arms are waving, but not a natural run, like across the tarmac at the airport.
It's a kind of a funny run.
Yeah. So
is it like a Tom Cruise run?
At this point, it looks like he might die. So I'm kind of going to be missing his running.
I think a lot of the people do die.
Well,
in the story. Like some
I haven't
of them
gotten
make,
to the
some
end.
Of them make it. You know, some of them have to make it.
Yeah.
But I don't think all of them do.
So I'll just keep working on that.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Don't say you didn't do anything today, Nikki.
Correct.
And if you want to get the short version, Trailer Tuesday, Radio U Riot on Facebook.
At this point, as I scrub through it, the trailer is perfectly fine. Like, that's all you really need to go through.
You know what? I'll go ahead. I didn't, but I'll tweet that as well at Radio U because we wouldn't want you to miss it.
No, not something like this.
Something you didn't miss this weekend, the Super Bowl. It was the second most watched Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls.
What did they say is still the first or the most watched?
Let's see. What is the first one? I don't know. That's great.
I don't think I asked too big of a question.
No, I don't either. I just don't know. Let's see. Well, the Super Bowl was
second most watched Super Bowl after 2015 when 114 million tuned in.
See, there you go.
That's the third line down in the top of the header. It's right there.
Well, you didn't know either. You passed me this story. It's fine.
So they say an average of 113.7 million people watched the Super Bowl on Sunday, but that's the average.
Just the average.
1.7 million streamed it online. 650,000 watched it through another channel as well.
You just didn't want to try it because it was in Spanish?
Stop! Why did you say that?
Nikki, it's the fourth paragraph down from the header.
Deportes. So yeah, watched it through that.
1.7 million watched online and then 650,000 through the Spanish outlet.
The peak was 172 million, but again, not everybody watched consistently that amount during the time, so they average it out.
Yeah, you know what I don't like about the Super Bowl?
What is it?
The fact that I feel like I have to watch it.
Yeah.
That's the part I don't like.
Well, sure.
It's just one of those things like, what do you mean you're not watching the Super Bowl? You have to watch the Super Bowl! 172 million Americans watching the Super Bowl!
And you're not one of them?
And it's like, all right, turn it on, fine!
Well, this game, though, did end up being a game that was important to watch.
Important, like not like on a cosmic sense?
No, important, even if you weren't for Atlanta or the Patriots. Just the fact that it was the first time you had overtime in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the most for a comeback in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a big one. It was a big game.
I understand that it's culturally significant, but I don't know if I'm comfortable calling the Super Bowl important. Because, I mean, I don't think it is. But see,
I mean,
that just
depends.
You know what? People have different priorities.
They do.
They really do.
I think more people might argue with you against that. They might be for the Super Bowl more.
Well, let me put it to you this way, Nikki. There are things in my life that I love and they're a ton of fun and they're great, but I don't think they're important. Mm-hmm. I don't think Mass Effect is important.
Watch, though. I get what you're saying.
It.
You love
I
it.
I love it.
But in the
but
bigger picture, it's not as important.
I mean, arguably, the Super Bowl is important because it employs millions of people on some level and et cetera.
And
whatever.
The entertainment value.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was going gaga over all the fun I was having.
It's the Riot.
We forgot to tell you, we have superpowers.
On Radio U.
Speaking of things that people love but I consider to be not important, let's talk about the Grammys. They're coming
More
up,
More will
right?
agree with you on that.
Well, you know what? Again, I just have a different... I think it's great to love things. There's a lot... I just don't think that many things are actually important. And you know what? I think if we took that attitude to social media, the whole place would just calm right down. It's like, hey, I love this. Yeah, but it's not important.
It's not that important.
No, I don't need to yell at you about it. It's fine. Let's just move on. The Grammy presenters this year come home with a $30,000 gift bag. They do this every year. Same thing with the Oscars. So the people that have the most money continue to get free things that they can afford on their own.
Well, I think they probably pass a lot of that stuff out to their people.
Oh, man, I wouldn't pass any of it out. I'm keeping everything.
What do you get?
Well, let's see. The biggest gift in this entire package is an $8,850 week-long trip to the Golden Door Spa.
Where's that at?
I don't know, but I hope they have free Wi-Fi.
You get there, I'd be disappointed if the door wasn't golden.
You know, the reason I say I hope they have free Wi-Fi, because when I look at pictures of it, I'm like, oh, this looks like one of those get away from everything escapes.
Where they're trying to force you to...
You know, unplug
and unwind.
I feel like they definitely want to...
California, San Marcos.
Okay, you know what? The photo, when you get to the website, it looks a little better, but it says it will change you. Mindfulness, outdoor adventure, fitness. Why are these people punching each other?
Why are they all wearing robes?
Yeah, and they have speakers there. I don't want to hear a speaker, all right? Like, I don't want a schedule.
There's fountains, there's statues. It looks very peaceful.
All right, well, people be excited. Let's see. They also have an Umi smart home startup kit. It's about $600 that gives you some light bulbs that you can control from your tablet. And a few other things like that.
Right.
I got some, what do you call them? Pearl earrings.
Yeah.
Okay. And then an assortment of candy from Chubby Chipmunk.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of them?
Nope.
I'll tell you, the candy looks delicious.
Now, that I feel like is a contradiction for the Golden Spa Door thing. So I don't feel like eating the candy is going to help if you have to go to the spa.
Well, you eat the candy, then you go to the spa.
Then you go because of
it. Or you sneak the candy into the spa. Bibs, a bib from them for like an adult bib so that you can eat and not mess up your clothes.
Well, maybe if you eat a lot of meat.
Let's see. Hercules Beard Company shave oil and razor. I've thought about a straight razor. I hear a lot of people say that's a fantastic way to shave. Yeah.
Is that the one where you like open it up?
Well, there's that, or they have them where it's like it does have a guard on it or whatever, but they say that is actually the best way to shave. I've never done it, but it's kind of like more expensive up front, but the blades are way cheaper.
Whereas
now you pay like nothing for the handle and $1 billion for the blades. I've thought about giving that a shot, but I've never done it.
Well, what if you won one of the baskets?
I should go to the Grammys and present and be like, hey, guys, this is an important... Wait, I'm sorry. This is a night we all love for music, but can we agree the Grammys aren't important? That's the kind of stuff that makes sure you never end up with the gift bag.
Now, give me the gift bag because I want the thing.
I'm only here because I get this bag.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason that I'm here right now. So, here's something for you, Nikki. Revision Skincare Black Mask.
Oh, right.
You could put that on after your planing.
Yeah, great.
Is that the right word for it?
Dermaplaning, yes.
Dermaplaning, okay, sure. And maybe you can get a... Looks like there might be a hat in there, too, so...
Is that it?
Wait, look here. An FXP hula hoop. That's a workout that you do with this hula hoop that comes apart in sections. Great.
Perfect.
So, man, I'll tell you what. Like, I'm excited about it. It's really going
to
be cool.
Makes me want to watch the Grammys now just to know, well, that's what the people are getting.
Yeah. Well, every time you see somebody on stage, they're getting that gift bag. That's a big bag. Like, that's probably you're going to need a dolly to get the bag out.
Come back.
Hey, it's kind of cool.
Like, I'm here for the bag.
Can I get the bag? What are you doing with what's in the bag? Or you just go out in the audience and start screaming, can I have your bag?
Or I'd go, if I got one, I'd try to trade out some of the stuff. And so we could all get what we really want.
We know how to Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
It was about 90 minutes ago that we introduced Trailer Tuesday. You can find the trailer on our Facebook page, Radio U Riot. Oh, I said I was going to tweet it, and I haven't tweeted. I'm going to get right on that.
If you don't follow us on Twitter, Radio U, you can soon get it there, too.
And
Langoliers?
The Langoliers.
It's an old Stephen King thing.
Yeah, and what's funny is that after we introduced what it was, we said, yeah, we've got just enough time to watch it. And Nikki has been watching this.
I'm still going through it.
For the last 90 minutes. I can't.
Not like really, really watching
she's
it.
She's been
but,
scrubbing through it yeah. and watching it. I believe at some point you actually said, this is the only time I'll have today to watch this.
I want to try to get it done. Like I'm trying to get to the end.
You really needed to get through. Like,
yes.
You know what? I'm sorry, but I've got to do this now. I've very full schedule. I'm not going to be able to watch
it. Well, pretty soon, if there's anything to join my Netflix queue, I'll get it done during the show. So I appreciate the patience with that.
Well, I appreciate the way you've been patiently scrubbing through it. We just watched this guy get chased by these
clam-looking things with laser mouths.
Yeah, and what's funny is this movie is 3 hours long, and I mean, I could have showed him where they could have trimmed 10 minutes.
Oh, we're just right there.
I mean, this guy runs forever. And you know what? You know, with the Academy Awards, we give all these awards out, like what a triumph it is of, look at how subtle and how real the emotion is. This guy, on the other hand, runs and screams for 10 minutes. And he's got this fake blood caked on him. Very fake. And he's screaming the whole time and crying and whatever. This guy deserves something for that performance.
Got something. I don't know. It's an old movie. Maybe.
I'm not saying that it's good, but I'm saying that that guy put a lot of effort in, Nikki. He really went for it.
All you want is to be recognized for the work that you've done.
I mean, do you feel like he was holding anything back?
No, but I don't know if he had any more to give. Like, was that it? That's where his acting
That's what I'm saying, Nikki.
Tops out at.
He left it all on the field.
That's it. The airport strip.
The tarmac.
Yeah, the tarmac.
He put it all on the tarmac right there.
All right, again, a great, great Trailer Tuesday today. Good job, Hudson. Hudson was the one who brought it to us.
Yeah. So, Nikki, are you gonna finish it?
Yeah, as soon as Matt Carney wants to start his thing, then I'll get back to keep doing that.
I gotta scrub through the end of the Langoliers here.
You give me something else.
It's for the show.
Well, it's not for me. I don't want to watch it, but I have to.
You need to.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? The Riot. Radio U.
I think our culture is in a really weird place. Now, of course, we could say that at any moment in history. Like, well, we're at a really weird time right now. But it's funny. We live in probably the most affirming culture in the history of the world. Think about that. Pretty much anybody can be anything they want at any time. You know, and you're not allowed to say that they're not or they won't or whatever. We all have to not only say that it's okay to be what you want to be, but we're also now we have to congratulate you on your choices about whatever. And yet at the same time, I feel like our culture is maybe harsher than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Because you go online to any kind of social media and it's just like rah, 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 on and on and on. So my personal take is that I know a lot of people in my life that I feel like are just desperate for affirmation. We're in this culture where you're not allowed to say anything bad, and yet at the same time, everybody's saying everything bad, where we really want to be who we are, but we're desperate for people to affirm us, and there's lots of affirmation out there, but nobody feels affirmed. And so we're super hungry for this affirmation. We're trying to create an environment where everyone has to give it to us, and we're still not getting the affirmation we want. And I feel like we're almost at a fever pitch, like, somebody please come along and tell me I'm good. Here's what I think. I think the reason that so many of us, myself included, get desperate for affirmation is that we don't understand the affirmation we already have. God made you. God loves you. No, really, He does. So often we've told people, hey, God loves you if you'll do the following three things, and then God loves you. It's not true. Jesus loves you right now where you are. And whether you had the most successful day of your life or career or classroom or whatever yesterday, or you had the worst, if you botched every single thing that you set out to do yesterday, if you did a terrible job, Jesus still loves you. All the mistakes that you made last year, the year before that, all of the things you did amazingly well 3 years ago and yesterday up until you got that text and then you, Jesus loves you. That is, in a lot of ways, the ultimate affirmation. Now, I know we want to hear it from our parents. We want to hear it from our friends. We want to hear it from our brothers and sisters and our cousins and aunts and uncles and some person on the street we've never met. I know all of that. But I think that one of the reasons we struggle so intensely is those people don't give it to us, let's face it, the way we completely want it. And we wouldn't want it so badly if we could get it from the one place that it absolutely is all the time. Jesus loves you. But what about that? No, stop. Jesus loves you. That's it. God absolutely, completely, and totally loves you 100%. Loves you, accepts you, wants to bless you. Now, man, don't shut that off. Don't let someone else shut it off for you. Run out and get it. Take it. Say, Jesus, I want it. I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I want to know your love like all the way, all of it. Man, I look, as somebody that knows God, even I sometimes struggle with it. I think like, well, I really wish someone would affirm me. In the meantime, God's screaming it at me. I'm just not listening. Take some time and hear it today. Own it, because God wants to give it to you so badly.
How do you get the riot to take a unicorn seriously?
He's got a donut on his horn.
Now you have our attention. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, when's the last time you had surgery?
A while ago.
You know what? It's time. Let's get you in there.
I did not have a great last surgery, so I don't think I want another one.
You know, that's why you got to get a good one.
I got to get back on the saddle horse. Again or the horse again.
You got to get back on the operating table.
You're right. I shouldn't just be scared of it. I should just go back there.
Sit yourself right up there.
Okay.
What can we do here? You want to, what do you want?
Well, what are my options?
Well, do you want more or less? That's really what it comes down to. When you go into surgery, they're either going to put more in or they're going to take some out.
Well, they took some out, so yes.
Do you want to put some in?
Well, yeah, that might be good to try it.
All right. We'll talk later about where we want to put it. I love this. This is a study. I wouldn't call it the most scientific study, but here's what they have found, that people that watch medical dramas on TV are far more frightened of medical procedures than people who don't watch medical
because they're totally aware of more things, maybe, where if you don't watch medical stuff, you're just sort of blissfully ignorant of what they might be doing.
Well, okay. It's been a while since you've had surgery.
Yeah.
When's the last time you watched a medical drama on TV?
Probably right after that. There's nothing currently I watch medical drama-wise.
Well, it's funny. I had family in from Oregon, and they were watching a medical drama.
Grey's Anatomy.
No, I don't know what it was.
Something else?
But I was sitting there reading, listening to this thing, and it was just like, oh my gosh. This is the most absurd thing. It's this thing that happens. Well, it's like 1 in 14 billion people suffer from this, but we have 3 people in the hospital right now that have
currently
it.
Currently have it.
And you know what's really weird? This disease completely mimics the problem I'm having in my social life right now.
Well, there's been a horrific 52-car pileup right outside the hospital, and they all have to deal with all of it.
And we want to save these people's life, but oh my gosh, the electricity has gone out.
Yes, yes, the drama with it.
And we can give you this blood transfusion, but we're not sure where it came from, so it may contain a horrible disease.
It really does help to not know everything about it, and then you won't be as scared. You need to know enough to be informed.
Well, but that's...
But you can go and cross the line to where you're not the doctor.
Well, the thing about it is, Nikki, you're talking about being informed, and people that watch medical dramas are misinformed.
Informed, true.
Like, you're not getting it all the time. You're not getting a real look at what can actually happen. They're just playing things for drama. Most people go in and have surgery and come out, and it's no big deal.
Just fine.
So, you know what? Take your time. Research your doctor. Research the procedure, et cetera, et cetera.
Know some of the right details, and you'll be fine.
But I'm just, you know what? And here's the thing. I feel like we could say this about most dramas on television. They don't represent real life very well.
This
may come as a shock to you, but a lot of the medical, police, courtroom, etc., procedural dramas that you watch on a week-to-week basis, it's not real.
Oh, even the reality ones are not real either. None of it's real.
They're not real. In reality, it's just boring day-to-day. You're going to go in and have surgery, and you're going to come out and be fine. That's it. I'm not saying...
What fun is that? How can you make a show out of that?
You can't! You can't!
That's not even a mini-series or a special. That's nothing.
That's 15 minutes. Tops.
With commercials.
Yeah, let's put in a little commercial here and there for
just to build it up a bit.
The Riot.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
On Radio U.
Loud noises!
While you're spending the day trying to figure out just what exactly it is that you're going to eat, up north in Canada, people are asking, what's that about?
What do they want to eat?
Nikki, have you heard of the Barbie Bandit?
The Barbie Bandit?
Yeah, in Calgary, they've got a Barbie Bandit. He's out there, or she, out there snagging Barbie dolls, robbing collections. That's what ended up happening to Brandy. Brandy says that she just lost 36 Barbies. 36 Barbies, Nikki!
I guess that makes a collection.
Well, it does.
How much is that worth?
She says her Barbie collection was worth about $2,000. But she says the real problem here is, and I quote, it's the emotional connection. I mean, every single one of them is connected to a holiday, a memory, something important or significant that happened to us in our lives.
Seems like Barbie's involved in this, trying to make it, it sounds like a ploy. Like, did they take them all? Like, no, you need to start talking about how these were memories. These were part of your childhood. You all want a Barbie.
Yeah, come on, guys. Barbie.
If not, who's taking these things?
Yeah, so she's on the lookout from, oh, you know what? And they got stolen because, and this makes some sense. How much could Barbie mean to you if you've got it in condo storage?
Condo storage.
Yeah, so it's she like, lives in a condo and she's like,
you get that little space and you can just go in and cut the wires or the
that's exactly the fence. What it is. It's just a big, like, you can see what's in people's storage in this big area. So you've got all this stored space. Somebody walks by, they see Barbie and they think to themselves, you know what I could really use today? Olympic fan Barbie.
I could take it and we could get some money for it.
Unless you think that's made up, it's not. Olympic fan Barbie was absolutely one of the Barbies that was featured in that collection from Sydney in 2000. That's hard to read. That print's awfully small there. And that's not a high-res photo, so there's not much I can do with that.
Well,
but yeah.
Maybe she had insurance on her collection.
36 Barbies gone. The other thing you should do is just wander through your condo complex and see if there's a little girl or a grown man that's very happy all of a sudden. That's probably where
how
your Barbies
funny would
went.
It be, probably is an inside job with someone who's at the place. And then
you would think it would have to be.
What if they store the Barbies just in their area? And it's like, oh, I think you took mine. You took my Barbies.
Those are my Barbies.
What do you not? No, those are mine. They're in my area.
Stop looking at my Barbies. Then it starts to get weird. Unless
Art
it
is
already
weird.
Is.
I think
yeah.
so.
Okay. So, you know, when I woke up this morning, I feel like the sentence I feel like I, you know, I was least likely to say was stop looking at my Barbies.
But you said it.
Yeah. Well, Nikki is always trying to play with them and they're mine.
Well, they're for me memories, you know.
You
pivotal
not,
moments of my life.
You do not have an emotional connection with my Barbies. I have an emotional connection with my Barbies. Dang it.
No, I do the second I stole them.
Well, maybe.
This was the worst of the riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists. And Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
So when you open it, the ketchup's like,